The work done at Tauru was gaining an international reputation.
Much of the work that we did was made use of overseas. After I'd been on a couple of overseas study tours, there was a lot of interest in what was happening in Australia. And people were coming to Australia to see what we were doing. We really were leading what was happening in the world in road safety.
So how large did the team at Tauru grow to?
Pretty substantial number, eventually. I should think at our peak we would be between 80 and 90 people. So it was certainly the biggest full-time road safety research group in Australia and one of the biggest in the world.
In 1976, the New South Wales government shifted responsibility for the administration of Tauru from the Department of Motor Transport to a new body, the Traffic Authority, and appointed Harry Kamkin as its director. The future direction of Tauru now came under his banner.
I could see that Tauru had been doing a lot of good work in the preceding 5-6 years, and so I was happy to let that run for the time being until we got a handle on why New South Wales was doing relatively poorly compared with Victoria. Victoria is rapidly establishing a reputation as one of the most up-and-coming road safety states in the world, and we were going backwards. Their accident rate had improved since the early 1970s, and ours was just continuing to rise.
Did you change anything in the general direction of Tauru?
Yes, after a while, when I felt, and I had some good support from other advisors, I felt that they'd passed their heyday in terms of bringing the scientific approach to road safety, and they were becoming a little bit too academic for what we needed in the Traffic Authority. So I wanted them to become more results-oriented and move their research away from the basic or pure research end of the spectrum to the applied end of the spectrum.
Did you have some flack about those ideas?
Well, I certainly did when in the early 1980s I got the commissioner of the day to agree to move the traffic accident research holus bolus over into the Traffic Authority, effectively abolished it. I thought time has come to break them up as a research unit, but move the individuals, very highly competent individuals, into the Traffic Authority area and work more directly with the people looking for results.
The guy in charge of the Traffic Authority basically sat around a minute, which is very well remembered by everyone who worked there, called the Halcyon Days Minute, and it basically said that the Halcyon Days are over.
How do you feel about the closure of Tauru?
You know, from an inside perspective, we never saw it as being closed. All we saw was a change in how it operated. My team was really just pretty much determined to do our job, and we just pretty much just kept doing it.
It was the beginning of my lesson that nothing ever stays the same forever. And quite often it's not for bad reasons, and the change quite often can lead to better outcomes. We did have some very tough times in the laboratory there for a while. All our space was being taken over by storage for stationery. We were down to a few staff, and really had to sort ourselves out, identify what it was that we could do that would add value to the world and get things happening.